It's Wednesday, the 14th of January, as I watch Ms. Blackbird scurry across the frosty snow to pick up a wee bit of fresh bread. It snowed on and off yesterday, but to be honest, it's not really a lot of snow. Nothing to worry about, but the forecast is for, well, speculative amounts across the central belt of Scotland today. So I don't know what we'll get. I hope it's not a lot. It does look nice, I suppose, you know. Crispy, crunchy, white, glistening snow. But no, I don't want it to stay at all. I definitely don't want it to accumulate. So it's a brighter morning, although skies are still mainly overcast, but the southern skies are bright, bright grey. Signs possibly of the sun getting up, but I guess if they're forecasting snow on a regular basis, it wouldn't be clear skies. It's very cold this morning. It's the coldest it's been for a number of days. Ah, hot tea. Slept well last night. I'm sleeping pretty well, actually. I have to say, I am sleeping well. I'm getting out of bed okay. I did this morning. In fact, I woke just before the alarm. Just waiting and it going off to get up. That issue with my right heel has come back. I noticed over the past couple of days it's been getting that tender weight. Can't fathom that. Why? I mean, it's been how many weeks and weeks now is it since I haven't had to treat it with anything? So I stuck those wonderful magical plasters on. I'm going to keep them on for just a few days until it goes away again. But why it happens, no idea. Ooh, that's an icy wind. I'm feeling much better this morning. This is Wednesday, so Monday I felt, well, just forget about Monday morning. Tuesday morning, I felt a little bit better, but not much. Wednesday morning, I'm feeling much better. And I don't know why, but I do. And I'm happy with that. A sore heel, or a sore ear, by the way, the sore ear is still sore. I've been rubbing creams into it to soften the tissue up, but it's helping, but it's still not getting rid of it. But I guess I'm going to have to live with that. I've lost my track now. Lost my track. Hey ho. It's a long haul this winter of ours. I know we're not unique, so I'm not trying to make anything out of that. I'm just saying it's a long haul. So many weeks and months of long, dark nights and, you know. I know I don't want the snow. I definitely don't want the snow, but if we don't get that, we tend to get rain or driving rain. Our rain's okay and whether it amounts. So if we don't get snow, we tend to get driving rain, and that's just miserable, especially with the long dark nights. Can't win, can I? We've got so much on at the moment. We're getting a lot of home improvements done, and people coming to measure up and to price, and you all know what's involved in that when they come, and then they stay for a while. It's funny, isn't it? You know, you get a double glazing salesman coming along, and you know what they're like, and, but you want to get prices, so. Hello, how are you? Yeah, come on in, yes. And about 2 hours later, when they're still there, you're pulling your hair out saying, when are they going to go? It's time you left. Man, do you really need to stay here that long? In actual fact, we've done a deal on windows. The guy was there for 3 hours. Poor man. He was a lovely guy, but he was very... Well, I suppose that to his credit, he was very methodical and diligent about his duties, explaining every single thing, and which is quite involved, actually. He left here at 7 p.m. and was going to, where was it now? It was on the borders. It wasn't Galla Shields. It was one of the border towns he was going. I know. I just remembered, then it slipped right through my head where he was going. Anyway, and I knew that would take him at least 45 minutes, if not, most probably an hour at least to get down there. And he stayed in Eyemouth. So he'd have to go all the way down there. It was Kelso he was going to, that's where he was going. And even on a good day, Kelso to Eyemouth is a minimum of 35-40 minutes. So he left here at 7. and I picture this poor man heading away down there, trying to get down as quick as possible, and possibly spending another 2 and 3 hours in someone else's home, and then having to drive to Eyemouth, probably got home by 11 p.m. if he was lucky, and then have to do it all the following day again. And I do feel sorry for people like that. It's a hard task, being a rep of any kind. And he's coming back today for a quick visit about something else. Poor man. And driving in these conditions, oh my God. So anyway, that's what's happening about the house. So we're being kept busy, and today's going to be another one like that. We've got 2 guys coming today, possibly 3. Another one coming tomorrow afternoon. Who's going to be here? This is the surveyor for the glazing company, to double, triple, quadruple check every single measurement inside and out. And they reckon he'll be here for 3 to 4 hours. I told my wife 3 hours. If I'd said to her he might be here for 4, she'd abandoned all hope and went to her sister's and stayed there. She may actually do that yet. So a busy, busy week. But yesterday was productive. Maybe that helped us, or me, I should say. Maybe it helped me to feel better this morning, since things got rolling along yesterday. That's about it, I guess. Did I say it was cold? Don't know what it is. But it's bitter, bitter wind. I've got a snood on. A furry hood thing. My gloves. My big jacket. My boots. I'm still cold. Mind you, I'm standing still, turning slowly into an icicle. Just like my tea. It's gone already. I need to get one of those thermal cups. I'm kicking a wee bit of toast over to the feeding area for the blackbird. Deep and crisp and even. Maybe not so deep. What does that mean anyway? The snow is deep and crisp and even. Even. What does that mean? Level? When's snow level?